When exploring, it's important to create a quiet zone inside yourself, a location that you anchor and tie to these elaborate experiences. So let your mind be quiet and follow my voice, deeper and deeper down. As you lie there, something similar to sleep washing over you. It is open to you to imagine, to envision, and to work into your consciousness the waiting ideas I will present as you allow yourself to slide deeper. Feel the soothing descent as if you were slowly, gradually, allowing your body to relax, to release its tension into the air, as so much ambient energy, breathing something else in instead. Breathing in my voice with every progressive word, every part of the process presses you a little deeper down. The position you're in becoming the one you're going to stay in for a little while. Your mind following my words, the intonations, the deliberate and the incidental portions of what I say, soaking into your mind, easing you deeply, until the tensions and concerns of the outer world fade, until your feet begin to soak into something warm, that familiar wave of relaxation moving upward, and as that wave overtakes you, relaxes you, soothes your musculature and moves you into a familiar rhythm which descends gradually down. Work with me to create a location in your mind. The experience of fantasy, especially in the vivid depths of meditation, accompanied by relaxing imagery, can be quite intense. It can contain sensations and experiences which approximate the real, experiences which you are vividly recalling. And in that vivid recall, the knowledge that you have a safe place to which you have gone, which is familiar, and which takes its own form, depending on the fantasy, depending on the immersion. Well, that knowledge can be very comforting and useful. So as that warmth rises, envision for me a cylinder of water, your feet dipping slowly into warm, soothing liquid, a liquid that removes some of the hustle, bustle, distraction, and need of the everyday, leaving you only with this existence which is supplementary, superfluous, other than you are, but in its own way, very pleasurable, and that warmth ascends over your ankles, your knees, your thighs more quickly. But as I said, a cylinder of water, your feet gradually emerging on the other side. You know that sensation when one experiences sudden wakefulness, absent full awareness of the why or the how. That kind of thing, as your feet emerge and then your ankles, your legs, your thighs, from the other side of that warm, soothing cylinder washing you clean of the everyday, taking you to a familiar, anchored, hypnotic place, a camp in your mind, a place influenced primarily by where you are, by what is going on around you, and by vivid description. Your feet touch down, finding the surface of a smooth, easy to stand upon stone. Cool after the warmth of that sudden wash into pleasure and relaxation. left there in your mind's eye, hovering between one location and another. And then the warmth passes upward over your chest, your neck, seeming to skip your face and head and mind entirely, although as it passes, that relaxation seats itself there too, allowing me here to be the descriptive voice in your adventure, to supply you with ideas and knowledge of your surroundings, so that the thoughts of your senses become inquiries, to which I provide answers, which travel back up the nerves and impulses to your mind, building the scenario, telling you about the world around you, the anchored world to which you will return when you sleep in one world and wake for a little adventure in another, deeper and deeper down.